It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, it's Tuesday. That means we will talk technology in the back half of this hour. We hope that you'll stay with us. Eric Ulrich, councilman on the New York City Council, with an update on what's going on with those proposed blackouts that may still occur. Carol Markowitz from the New York Post is here, and Byron York in the green room to kick things off.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So I am not surprised when the president says that four sitting members of Congress should, quote, go back to their own country.
They have to love our country. They're Congress people, and I never used any names. And all I'm saying that if they're not happy here, they can leave.
Well, that seems to make kind of common sense, but now, oh, he's racist. This is evidence of racism. I don't know how telling people that aren't happy not to be here. Now, that may not be a good look for Americans. It may be distasteful to say, oh, well, you know, you don't like it, you can leave. My parents said that to me all the time growing up. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just immune to it. Maybe the nerve endings that receive that message in my brain just don't work, because I remember consistently my parents saying, you know, this is our house. You don't like the rules here? You can go find someplace else to live. Byron York, I'm curious what your childhood was like. Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome back. How is this debate, the squad versus Trump? How is it playing out? It's been in its third or fourth day now of its iteration. Who's winning from where you sit inside the Beltway, looking at what's going on? What's your take on it, Byron York?
Well, you knew when it happened that it was going to last for quite a while, because people in the press, at least some quarters of the press, were going to go nuts about it and talk about it until they couldn't talk anymore. So
right.
That's where we are right now.
So the endless talking is just taking place.
Yeah. Does that have any lasting effect? My guess is no. I mean, we've had these, you know, specifically related kind of controversies before about the judge Curiel during the campaign, about Charlottesville, about all sorts of other things, in which people got very upset about something the president said, and it dominated conversation for quite a while. And it'll be a campaign commercial at some point in the future. But if the past is any lesson, it blows over because, you know, the Inspector General IG report comes out, or Iran
right.
does something, or you know, Pelosi does something. I mean, you know, news moves on. But right now we're in the, you know, 24/7 stage of this.
So I've heard two different theories on both sides, and both of them from colleagues of mine within Salem. So yesterday I'm in the car for a long time, and I get to hear a good chunk of Dennis Prager's show, and then Sebastian Gorka is my lead-in. And so Prager is saying, well, it's not something I would say. It's not said the way I would say it. But if you really look at the essence of what he's saying, he's just saying stuff that normal people think. Gorka's guest from Breitbart actually had a very more, I would say, sophisticated take on it, saying that the president was strategically understanding that the reaction would be this way, and this is a way to shine the spotlight back on the record of Ilhan Omar and to say, yeah, she's really putting forward an anti-American agenda. Are they both right? Is it playing that way with the base? How does even the Republican in the conservative caucuses understand this?
Well, look, I don't know how it's playing with the base. I just got back from South Carolina, talked to some Republicans there. I feel certain it's not going to hurt the base.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not going to hurt. And you're right that it is how people talk sometimes, not in racial terms, but they say, like, if you don't like it, you can leave. They'll say that about school where you're attending, or they'll say that about the United States. It's kind of a, you know, common figure of speech.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, as far as I think there's a couple of ways you have to look at it. One, there is the substance of it itself. And I thought it was a bad idea, and I thought it was the wrong thing for the president to say on the substance of it, and not just because he was technically wrong, you know, since three of the four members of Congress he referred to were born in the United States or natural-born American citizens. I think they were wrong because his comments were wrong because they sent a bad message to people who have come here legally, which is that, you know, if the United States admits immigrants into the United States, the president and everybody else should want them to become Americans and lead safe and prosperous and productive lives. So
what about
really think that was the message.
Yeah, but what about the argument that it does expose the real anti-American kind of thrust behind the politics of those four?
Here's the other part of it. The other part is the politics of it. And a number of people, including me, had the initial reaction that, look, these Democrats have formed a circular firing squad, or to use another image, they are at each other's throat.
Right.
Because we had seen a lot of fighting between the squad and Nancy Pelosi in previous days, and it had really gotten kind of nasty. Now, it was probably a little inside baseball in the sense that I don't think everybody out in the country was fixated on what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's chief of staff said about Nancy Pelosi, and wasn't that really cheeky for a staff person to say that about the speaker and that, you know, that kind of stuff.
The
fact is, they were at each other's throat, and some people, including me, said, well, gosh, you had that being in the news, and then Trump made the story about himself, because we know the press will go crazy, as they have, about this story. Okay, that's one way to react to this. The other way, and I first heard Rush Limbaugh say it, actually, I think, which is, look, Trump does not want a divide between the squad and Nancy Pelosi. He wants them all to be together so he can, you know, condemn them as socialists and, you know, people who will drive the United States into a ditch. And so by doing this, of course, he's united all the Democrats behind these people that Trump wants to highlight, the members of the squad, as the extreme elements of the Democratic Party. So is that some super-duper clever thing that Trump did? Maybe so. I mean, you know, we don't know these things. That may be the practical effect of it.
I think we consistently do under... I do think we consistently underestimate him, and I know that some of and you know, I don't fancy myself a great prognosticator, but you know, I'm in this game. I write columns, I do shows, I think about this stuff, and I think, Byron, that even my own instincts sometimes, the first time I see something, I go, wait a minute, why did we do that? And then there's always, it seems like there's this one last layer that nobody ever really thought about, but that sometimes it looks like he may have. So we'll see where that goes. Hey, let me shift gears a little bit. Democratic presidential campaign's going broke. There's a big picture of de Blasio on the front page of the Post today. He can't raise money to basically hire his cab fare back home. Like, what's going on here?
Well, look, I mean, there's too many candidates, you know, chasing too few dollars. And what we have seen, I mean, if you've been watching the polls lately, the polls are really kind of, there's a separating taking place. In my view, there's a big four. And there's Biden, Bernie, Warren, and Harris, okay? You fall off after that, there's Buttigieg. And then you fall off after that, and it's like Booker and... I don't know, Castro
Beto?
And Beto O'Rourke is just going to the floor.
Yeah, he's not.
But then there's everybody else. There are just, you know, zillions of them all the way down there. And so what happened is a number of them, you know, raised a certain amount of money when they started, when they were fresh, and their fundraising has really slowed down. But they've actually tried to staff up in Iowa and New Hampshire, and in this last month they spent more than they took in, so they're spending some of that first money they raised.
Guess what, Byron, they're going to do that in government if we give them the reins to it too.
Many people have made that very, very same remark. So what they're doing is they're going broke. The one thing they cannot do is actually print more money.
Not yet.
So there, look, this field is gonna narrow, and it's gonna get much smaller. The next debate, I think, is a two-nighter. I think it's the 30th and the 31st of this month.
Right.
CNN in Detroit, I think. And you know, after that, we've already lost one. We lost Swalwell. We're gonna lose more. And we're going to lose these people who just ran out of money and they have no support at all.
I think the most awesome thing that you've posted on Twitter in the last day is that Marianne Williamson now beating Booker, Gabbard, Gillibrand, Inslee, and Beto in New Hampshire. So, you know, hey, it's crazy Tuesday. Everything's upside down.
Ahead of two U.S. senators,
that's
Gillibrand
right.
and Booker, ahead of the former savior of the Democratic Party, Beto O'Rourke.
That's right.
I mean, she is, I don't know, is this a joke?
Force du jour.
Obviously, a lot of people kind of enjoyed her performance during the debate, the first debate. And she's going to be in the second debate. She has already qualified. Okay?
Yeah, she's at 2%.
So it's amusing, and I think people are going to enjoy it. But I do think there's another debate fairly quickly after this upcoming CNN debate, maybe just a couple of weeks later. It's an ABC debate.
Right.
And by then, I believe we're going to have tighter standards. You're going to have higher standing in the polls. You're going to have more contributors. And she'll probably be winnowed out at that spot, but I think many of us are kind of glad we're going to get one more shot
of the woman trying to rescue the nation by loving on America. Byron York, is always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, Carol Markowitz of The Post. We got a lot to get to on a new wrinkle in the Me Too movement. Stay with us.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Two spots in New Jersey you definitely want to avoid. Number one in Newark, 21 southbound is absolutely jammed coming down towards Main Street. The right and center lanes are closed. That is construction work till sometime this evening. We also have emergency construction as you travel between Bergen County and Passaic County on 287 southbound. This is quite a mess as you go south of exit 59 down towards exit 53. That's already a 6-mile jam, all because of construction right at exit 53, taking out two travel lines. On the parkway traveling northbound, we're slow Union tolls to 145. Southbound slows 147 down to 140. We're also slow both ways right around exit 132. Looks like there might be a crash on that northbound side. Turnpike southbound, western spur heavy 18 to 15W. Eastern spur heavy southbound 16 to 15X. Across the Hudson River back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel, we're looking at delays of about 20 minutes. Citybound side, about 5 minutes. 15 minutes out to Lincoln, outbound upper level GW Bridge, construction cleared. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh explains where our loyalty should lie.
I'm loyal to an idea, and in America, that idea is freedom. I am loyal to, I swear an oath, when I became a congressman, I swore to uphold and defend the United States Constitution. That's where my loyalty lies. That document.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program. Weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents... When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team.
And Doug. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time. Well, I'm searching for the perfect balance. There's hundreds of thousands of chemicals just in an apple alone, and hundreds of thousands in an orange, and all of them. If I can just remove the water without damaging all of the other chemistry, then I can pack it more dense. I never imagined that I would be able to get it down to 3 fruit capsules and 3 vegetable capsules and have the same nutrient value as eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Want more of AM 970 The Answer and our hosts? Then interact with us. Follow us on Twitter for breaking news, what's coming up on the radio, thoughts from our hosts, deals from our advertisers, and more. Our handle is at AM 970 The Answer. Come on, tweet with us. Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, AM970TheAnswer.com.
Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Can you respond to some of the president's specific claims, most notably that you're a communist and that you're pro-Al-Qaeda?
I will not dignify it with an answer.
I will not dignify it. Not only that, she would not condemn Al-Qaeda. Probably not the best illustration of what she said there, but she refuses. That's Ilhan Omar, by the way. And she refuses to condemn Al-Qaeda. And it's been interesting. We just heard from Byron York to watch this whole back and forth between the squad and the commander in chief. And friends, there's a country to run in the midst of it all. Which, if you think about it, that's kind of like what I would want these people to be doing. But instead, they're so focused on each other that this is the outflow of it. Carol Markowitz is a writer for the New York Post. Every week, she writes a very important column. I think it's one of the most important columns in all of written commentary. You should be checking it out on a weekly basis. Sometimes it also appears at FoxNews.com, where the following headline appears today, Carol, and thanks for coming back. GOP leaders dismiss Dem outcry over Trump tweets as, quote, all about politics and impeachment. Is that really the bottom line here? Is that they just don't like any, like he could totally send them flowers and be nice and apologize for everything they've ever done, and these four would still hate his guts?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think it's a political game for them, and I think that they definitely have impeachment as the goal. But you know, I actually disagree with your point where, you know, you wish they were focusing on the job of governing, because I'm not happy with these four not governing anything. Just
keep them away from governing.
Right.
And no, I get
conservative,
it.
I'm fine with everybody not thinking up new laws to pass and not not inventing new policies for us all. Like, yeah, you guys can just keep arguing on Twitter. That works for me.
Well, what about just approving a vote that has much of what they've been begging for by way of additional relief and help for the detention centers on the southern border.
Right.
You know, those four have been, they go down there. They say they take a tour through the facilities, but they only see like, they stick their head in the door and then they leave. And then they come back and they complain about all the stuff that's not being done. Meanwhile, Republicans in the Senate and the House put together a package. It has overwhelmingly broad support. And the House Democrats say, no, because if we vote yes on this, then we'll be giving something to the president, as opposed to saying it gives all of the relief and the help to the detainees that we've been just talking about.
Right. They don't want to let the president have any political win. You know, the thing with these four is that they are a gift for Republicans, and they're a gift for Donald Trump if he could just stay away from answering them. I think that he you know, don't stop your enemies when they're making mistakes. And that's what was going on. Pelosi and these four were having a very public family fight, and we should have all just been munching on popcorn. Instead, we have been talking about the Trump comments. I would prefer if he just stayed out of it and let them be the big gift to conservatives that they are. Everything they say is so insane and so backward that they do the messaging for Republicans. They don't need to invent anything. We don't need to call them communists. They self-describe as socialists. I think that's enough.
Yeah, well, and to be specific, the president didn't. That was Lindsey Graham. You know, far be it from the media to have their personality straight. And you know what's interesting about that, though, and I'm totally kind of tracking with you there. But I did hear from Mr. Marlowe from Breitbart this week on Sebastian Gorka's show say that, you know, by drawing some attention to it, Trump has once again caused people who may not have been paying attention to these three have some of their stuff be put out there a little bit more. Like AOC has like 77% name recognition, which if you think about a freshman congressman, that's insane.
Yeah.
But the other three are in the 40s and 50s. And, you know, probably the most dangerous of the three is Ilhan Omar, or of the four is Ilhan Omar, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, it's interesting. So the debate on whether Trump's techniques work or don't work, I think, is going to be on a case by case basis throughout his entire presidency. This is one of them. I do question when you have them shooting at each other, why
exactly
jump into the middle of the fray? Just,
right,
just
and
let
it's
them
not even that it'll hurt him politically. I'm not so sure that it will. But why change the conversation? Why are we now talking about what's racist and what's not racist and what how immigrants should behave or how they shouldn't? This is all a distraction from letting them, you know, hurt each other.
Right. Yeah. Keep punching the crud out of each other. Well, it's interesting. We will see where all that goes. Let me ask you about this. You wrote about the Pence rule. We've covered this a couple of times this week mm-hmm. in your article, but you make the argument that that this claim that believe all women, which has kind of resurfaced to the fore with the emergence of Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino's book, because the Kavanaugh thing is back on the front page, and they were just mm-hmm. with us yesterday. But you say that the number one claim of the Me Tooers, believe all women, actually makes the Pence rule make sense. Help us explain why.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, if we're going to believe all women, no matter what, no matter how believable they are, no matter what they say, then, yeah, men are going to retreat from being alone with women. That's a natural consequence of that. You know, in researching this column, I found a lot of lists from the Me Too, you know, kind of movement, and they're on websites like Vox or Glamour.com. They're not like far out websites. These are sort of mainstream websites.
Right.
They have a running tally of accused men. They never mentioned, did any, you know, was there any evidence or did anything come of this allegation? There are men that you know, didn't even realize had been accused, and yet their names are forever on this list. And I think that that's a really scary prospect for men, and they're avoiding that by not being alone with women. And yes, it is going to hurt women professionally. And yes, we should worry about that for women. And we should hope that society dials back this insane anti-men moment that we're in.
Well, and I just keep saying, you know, is it that big of a deal to ask one more person to tag along?
Like, well, yeah, absolutely.
The issue is not being alone. So, and you would think that that would be a good thing. So that there's not any. And I know different people have differing views of scripture, but the reason that scripture talks about the appearance of evil and the appearance of what things look like so much is because so much can be misunderstood. If you have a third person there, if you have an eyewitness, then you remove a lot of that doubt. And,
absolutely,
you know, it's just really simple. But friends, go to newyorkpost.com and read Believe All Women Makes the Pence Rule Just Common Sense. Carol Markowitz, as always, her
Thank
brilliant
you.
Self.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you soon. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go far because Technology Tuesday is on the way. And an update on whether or not New York City is going to have more blackouts. Eric Ulrich joins me next.
News.
opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have sunshine. We have 90 degrees on this Tuesday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. At least two dozen people are sick due to elevated levels of carbon monoxide in Midtown. Emergency crews responded to St. Malachy Church on 49th Street between Broadway and 8th Avenue just before 11 o'clock this morning. Firefighters are now blaming the incident on a malfunctioning motor from a stove's ventilation hood. Officials say everyone is okay and recovering. One of billionaire Jeffrey Epstein's accusers is speaking out and urging other victims to come forward. Courtney Wilde, now in her early 30s, says she was just 14 years old when she was attacked in Palm Beach, Florida.
To every victim out there, I understand what you're going through. You may feel scared or have feelings of shame and guilt or feel alone.
She read from a statement in Manhattan today calling on others to help keep Epstein behind bars by sharing their story. The driver and passenger of an SUV are okay after it plunged into the Hackensack River this afternoon. Officials say the female driver pressed on the gas instead of the brakes after leaving the spotless car wash in Hackensack just before noon. The vehicle's two occupants were already out of the water by the time rescue workers arrived. The driver was taken to the hospital just as a safety precaution. In sports, Yankees host the Tampa Bay Rays at the stadium. It's going to be a hot one out there tonight. Mets take on the Twins in Minnesota. Taking a look at the traffic, outbound Holland Tunnel up to a 30-minute delay now from Canal Street, 20 minutes on the other approaches, 5 to 10 inbound from the Turnpike, more like 15 from 1 and 9. Close to a half hour all the way around now to Lincoln Tunnel going back to New Jersey, about 10 to 15 on the city-bound side. George Washington Bridge looks like a pretty good ride. Here's your forecast. It's a hot one. Mostly cloudy skies tonight. Chance of a shower. Overnight low only drops to 75. Partly sunny tomorrow. Afternoon showers and storms. High of 92. Slightly cooler Thursday with highs around 90 with rain likely. And sunshine Friday, high of 95. Then close to 100 degrees both Saturday and Sunday. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's a crazy, messy day that we live in. Have you noticed this? Did anybody ever tell you that your kids will do things like touch the bottom of their shoe, like while they're sitting at the dinner table, or in some cases, try to lick them? I don't understand how kids do this. I don't understand why they want to, but this is just the nature of where we live now. So it's hard to stay clean. It's hard to stay sanitized, and it's hard to find a product that's safe and effective and alcohol-free to get that way. Well, guess what? The wait for us, at least, is over. Durasan is a water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. It comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays, and trust me, when I go out of the house with the ankle biters, I've got pockets filled with these little individually wrapped or the little spray bottle versions. It is so handy to use, and they've also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that you can use in your home. We use it here at the station. They've also got a long line of safe-to-use products, like their organic mosquito spray that keeps pathogens like Zika from ever coming on board. Right now, friends, get 20% off when you call 844-DURASAN. That's durable sanitizing. 844-DURASAN. That's 844-DURASAN. That's 844-387-4726. 844-387-4726 or 3w.durasan.com. Mention Kevin McCullough. Get 20% off that very day. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What if I told you that for only $34.99, you could get the best sleep of your life guaranteed? And I mean guaranteed. Why? Because $34.99 is all you pay per pillow when you get a two-pack of MyPillow's new premium offer. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and it's only available when you call now. Ever since I've been using my MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. There's no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. It stays cool all night. It keeps its shape, helps give me the proper support wherever I put it, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And that interlocking fill, it just works wonders. You will sleep deeper, faster, longer, more restorative, and for the lowest price ever, $34.99 per pillow of a two-pack My Premium Pillow $69.98 offer. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and it's only available when you call now. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how this qualifies as coverage for 2020, but we're going to run with it. We're just going to believe it and go from there. Eric Ulrich is the councilman from the city of Queens, or for the city of New York, from the borough of Queens, and was the runner-up in the recent public advocates race out of the 519,000 people that they had running for that position. The only political race that bears a resemblance to that is the now Democratic National Primary, which has 520,718 people running for it. But Eric, it's always good to have you. Thanks for coming back.
Kevin, it's always great to be with you.
A little bit of breaking news today. The DOJ said pass on the Eric Garner charges. Does this settle it? Shouldn't it?
Well, look, I mean, I think that whatever your opinion happens to be, everyone is entitled to due process. That is what the American system of justice is supposed to be founded on and established. That people are innocent until proven guilty. And, you know, when Obama was president, they couldn't get an indictment from the U.S. Attorney's Office. And now, of course, everybody's blaming President Trump to suggest that somehow the Justice Department is now racist. Well, were they racist when they didn't indict Officer Pantaleo under the Obama administration when Eric Holder was Attorney General? I mean, let's be honest. I mean, they've been through several attorneys general. And they have not been able to secure an indictment. I think, tomorrow the statute expires because it'll be 5 years since his death. It was a terrible incident. I think that it's something that perhaps could have been avoided. But the rush to judgment on the part of the media, they would love this case to be tried in the court of public opinion. And that's just not how our system of justice is set up.
Couldn't agree with you more. Real quickly, Con Ed told us yesterday they may have more blackouts on their horizon. We found out it was that cable fire that caused this whole thing on Saturday night. Eric, what's the message to Con Ed? Why can't we clean this stuff up and have it ready? Doesn't Manhattan deserve to have a world-class power company?
You know, the fact that Con Edison has a monopoly, it's a public monopoly. Let's face it, you can't shop around. They have a public monopoly on supplying and producing electricity for the millions of residents in New York City and the businesses that rely on it. It's just simply unconscionable that there was a breakdown. But you know what else was also disgraceful, Kevin, was the fact that our mayor, the man that is supposed to be running the day-to-day affairs of the city, was not even in the five boroughs on the night of the blackout. Could you imagine if Mayor Bloomberg or Giuliani were in office and they weren't in the city and there was a massive blackout that shut off the lights in half of Manhattan? They'd have them on the front page of the papers every day. They'd never let them off the hook. Where's de Blasio? He's delusional. He's running for president. He thinks he's going to beat President Trump. He's spending more time in Iowa than he is in the five boroughs. He's a disgrace. So we got a breakdown in leadership, never mind, not to mention the breakdown in the grid that we experienced this weekend.
Well, I want to make sure that I also am quick to say that I thought city council and NYPD and others came to the fore in his absence, and I was... You know, it was a moment of real impressiveness for the city as a whole because of the character and nature of those first responders.
Yeah, I mean, look, we have a world-class police department, fire department, emergency services. We've got the best of the best in the city of New York. We're very blessed. So, you know, again, it's almost in spite of the lack of intelligence that we have at City Hall and common sense that we don't seem to have on the part of Mayor de Blasio.
Yeah.
The point is that, you know, we have great cops, we have great firefighters, we got a great emergency first responders. We showed the world that on 9/11, and we continue to show that every day.
The only thing I'm disappointed in is that there was this rumor that the governor has the power to fire the mayor, and then we wake up this morning and read that he's not going to, and I think half the city, but why not? Councilman Eric Ulrich.
That percolates.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I don't know. Is the summer heat taking stuff out of you? Do you feel like you're a little run down? Do you feel like you don't have the stamina? I had to drive back very late not long ago from Washington, D.C., and I was worried that I wasn't going to be awake enough. But you know what? I had all the energy I needed. And if you're feeling run down and you don't have energy like you used to, you might not be getting the whole food nutrition that gives you the energy that you need. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules that has 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables is going to give you that energy. Once you start taking it, you feel like you've got a lot more energy, in fact. When you call, you're going to get 25% off plus free shipping on your preferred first order. Plus, you're going to get a set of convenient travel bottles that will contain a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. How cool is that? Call right now, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call or whether you go online, use the discount code, The Answer.
Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-9446. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-9446. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-9446. 1-800-424-9446.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970 The Answer.
Everywhere I go, I change it all.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's not Ari today. It is another colleague that is in the tech sector, but he's been with us before. Michael Baran is back with us. And Michael, we always appreciate you and Ari's time on these days. And, you know, it's an exciting time if you're tech motivated, initiated, or just, you know, a consumer, because the changes come fast and furiously. But I opened up the Post today and I see this story that talks about women in the UK twice as likely as men to lose their jobs to robots. And this is, I think, one of the concerns that people say about a tech-based economy and life. How should we think about this type of thing if it is, in fact, true that two-thirds of UK women are going to be more likely to lose jobs than their male counterparts?
Yeah, I think we're going through a transitional period right now where the kind of old way of employing a worker is transitioning into new solutions that we're creating with AI. And I think as we go through that transition, I think we'll even out. I think personally a woman is just as qualified as a man to start managing AI. And what I mean by that, as people get displaced, you know, in certain jobs, we're going to need people also to man new jobs that are created because of the AI. And I think that women and men are obviously equal on that. And I think it's going to provide new job opportunities for women just as much as men moving forward.
Well, that'll be interesting. And how long, what is the curve on from when we get people that are doing traditional jobs, you know, whether it be manual labor or whatever, and then get the learning curve up to speed where you can turn those workers into tech workers? Because it seems like if you can get that kind of turnover, then we do end up benefiting. But it does seem like there will be some learning curve involved.
Yeah, definitely. There's going to be a learning curve. I mean, I see, you know, moving forward, we're going to have, you know, specialized schools that can teach people how to be technicians for AI, things of that nature. I still think we're a little ways out. I think, you know, we all thought we'd have self-driving cars by now. We see how sluggish that's going. It's taking a while, you know.
Right.
There's a lot of dangers in letting things go completely artificial as far as intelligence. So I would say we're still at least 5 to 10 years out from this mass adoption of AI in the workforce every day for those more remedial jobs.
Well, I got to tell you, yesterday I drove to and from Washington, D.C. in less than about 12 hours. I was there for just a very brief evening event and then came right back. But I used a rental car for a variety of reasons. And the car I had was one of these really super smart cars that have all the gadgets. And I did not know how to operate the thing. Like, it, you know, the smart cruise control came on, and when I tried to change lanes, it would like tell me, you know, no, you can't do that. And then for some reason, I sense that it's slowing me down, and I can't figure. You know, I'm setting the cruise control on the highway, and what it is, it's reading the distance between me and the car in front of me, and it's letting me set it at the speed that I want, but obviously it's slowing down because it senses that I need to be closing that speed ratio for the gap that was remaining between the car in front of me and back. And we did have some construction zones and stuff. It took me about 8 hours of driving that vehicle yesterday. By the time I got back to the New York area, I kind of had it figured out, but it was a learning curve for me. And that's, you know, that's a car. Like, I can't imagine like what some of these jobs are going to be like.
Sure.
All right, well, let's move on. This week, Amazon made some announcements about Prime Day, and they're going to do it a little differently this year. What are the main things that they're doing differently, and how successful has the Prime Day idea been for Amazon?
Oh, I think it's been wildly successful. The reason why is because anytime that you create some type of event from a marketing perspective or from a consumer perspective, it definitely boosts sales. I mean, obviously, Amazon today is a huge integral part of people's lives. I mean, so many people are shopping on Amazon and finding it convenient. I think some of the things, you know, that make it amazing, too, is that you can, for the most part, you can shop on demand, right? You can shop on demand from an app right on your phone. I mean, you can do things like scan barcodes and take pictures of products and find them on Amazon and search for them when you're out in the real world. I think one of the interesting things that's happening, you know, is that people are boycotting it, which is interesting, right? People are, you know, kind of shifting to this support local, stop, you know, supporting
right.
machine type idealism, where they're actually boycotting things like Prime Day and, you know, kind of, you know, I guess trying to influence people to support a more of a local economy. So I think that's one of the interesting things that we're seeing. Most people think, oh, we're all in favor of deals and big screen TVs and all these different types of electronics and gadgets. But we're seeing now as Amazon Prime Day starts to roll out, something kind of similar that happens with Black Friday, where you have a group of people who are really into it, and then there's like almost a resistance and an opposition against it. So that's interesting.
Yeah, but what they will never tell you is that every one of those local shops are doing everything they can. And I know this from working with startups behind the scenes. Every one of them is trying to get their product in Amazon. So, you know, every mom and pop shop in America is dying to get that placement, and they're working hard to do it. And they'll be glad when they start getting some internet orders for their, you know, their Christmas ornaments or special sandals or whatever it is that they make. make as well. Hey, real quickly, this has not gotten nearly as much coverage as I think it normally might, but there's a lot of concern about how Google and China have kind of agreed to cooperate together. And now Peter Thiel is calling for the CIA and the FBI to actually look into what the construct of that deal is and how they're operating. What do you make of the potential of one of the major tech companies, not, well, and I'm not saying that they are, but the possibility of them getting corrupted or compromised by a major foreign power?
You know, I think Peter Thiel raises a great point. I mean, he's obviously a very intelligent guy. It's a, you know, great career in venture capitalism. He recently moved out of the Bay Area down to Los Angeles with his operations because he was getting a little, you know, I've read he's getting a little tired of kind of the liberal consensus, you know, in the Bay Area. So he definitely has a very unique standpoint. I mean, he's obviously involved in some government decisions and sits on some boards there as well. You know, so, I mean, look, it's always risky when something like a Google that controls so much of our life,
right,
you know, is in negotiations with a foreign country and a foreign government. So I think that, you know, what he's doing and what he's saying is definitely bringing awareness to it. And it needs to be looked at. It needs to be definitely something to keep an eye on, you know.
Transparency. And I think that it's exactly. It's a good thing. All right. Michael Berean, you're making me almost not even miss Ari. I can't say that. No, not at all. But we appreciate your insights today as well on Tech Tuesday. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a good one.
All right. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. A final thought is next.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's barbecue season. You should be serving up incredible meat from ButcherBox. From grass-fed beef to free-range organic chicken to wild-caught sockeye salmon, ButcherBox has over 20 different cuts of meat with customizable boxes and a variety of other options to choose from. They work closely with the best farms to ensure not only an ethical process, but one that results in a better quality, better tasting, nutrient-dense meat with no added hormones or antibiotics ever. ButcherBox is delivered right to your door with free shipping, and a month's worth of meat from ButcherBox comes out to less than $6 a meal. And ButcherBox is making sure you have burgers for all your barbecues this summer season. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/elder for $20 off your first box, plus 6 free burgers in every box until October 15th. That's butcherbox.com/elder for $20 off your first box, plus free burgers in every box until October 15th. butcherbox.com/elder.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. For the resources and know-how to make it all work, there's Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Like AM 970, The Answer? Then don't forget to like us on Facebook. Interact with us. Share your thoughts about your favorite shows. Give feedback to our hosts. Share your opinion on hot topics. Learn about events and more. AM970TheAnswer.com. Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com. iHeartRadio.com. Get the app. at am97theanswer.com. Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. am970theanswer.com. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So very glad to have you with us every single day. And if you miss any moment of the broadcast of the multiple hours that I do, the multiple places that they air, go to the podcast page for Kevin McCullough Radio at SoundCloud or iTunes. Either one of those, you can subscribe. Never miss another episode of anything that we produce. And I will just say that in the earlier hour of the broadcast today, I have an in-depth conversation that I had with a man by the name of Harut Salemian from Syria. He actually is the overseer of about 12 different evangelical groups that are in the nation of Syria as they are trying to move back, believe it or not, to the city of Aleppo to try to rebuild their lives after the technical end of the Syrian war. And it's one of those things where I just have immense respect for someone who's trying to rebuild their life out of the rubble that's there instead of pawning their problems off to other people, which is kind of what I'm getting tired of when it comes to the squad, because everything about the squad is this faux indignation about all these things that supposedly Trump is doing. You know what it is? It's just plain old. They hate Trump. He could cure cancer and kiss all the babies and give everyone $1 million. They would hate him for it in the process. But here's the problem. Everyone's defending these four ladies saying, well, you know, they're American citizens. Well, can you start acting like one? Yesterday, Ilhan Omar was asked about condemning the terrorist groups, al-Nusra, ISIS, al-Qaeda. And she said that she doesn't expect white Americans to condemn white people who commit crimes. Of course she does. And we do. She said, so, quote, I think it's beyond time to ask Muslims to condemn terrorists. We are no longer going to allow the dignification of such a ridiculous statement, she said. But here's the thing. Last month, Omar declined to address a very serious report that found that the highest level of terrorist group recruitment in the country, the place where they go to find more terrorists in our country than anywhere else in our country, the place that had the highest level of terrorist group recruitment is, guess where? Her congressional district in Minnesota. She's not stopping it. She condemns America at every turn. She pumps her chest in favor of al-Qaeda while she slumps her shoulders when she thinks of America. Can you give me a break? We have a president who loves and will fight and defend our country. He loves our country. It's time that Congress do the same. And that's why Ilhan Omar must go. I'm Kevin McCullough.